The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Eddie Jordan. The Scarlet Knights will be the number 14 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament and begin play on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern time against Nebraska. Coach Jordan, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with a quick opening statement, then we'll go straight to questions, please.
Well, I'm happy for our team for winning the last game against Minnesota, who was shorthanded like we've been for most of the year. But we needed a win, give us some momentum going into the tournament. I was happy for our seniors, Bishop Daniels, Greg Lewis, Omari Greer, Jalen Hyde. They're all graduating, and Jalen Hyde's a walk-on who's going to be a Dean's List. So I'm happy for our kids, our seniors. I'm happy that we get a win. You know, Richard is going through the same situation we've gone through. But we've gone through it for most of the year, all of the year, and so it's unfortunate that he had to deal with this at this time of the year. But you know, there's no sympathy in this league. So we needed a win, and we're happy about going into the tournament playing against Nebraska.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
To ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Jerry Carino with Gannett, New Jersey.
Hey, Jerry.
Do we have Jerry Carino on the line?
Jerry, your line is open. You may have muted yourself.
Let's go to Sam then, please.
Our next question comes from the line of Sam Hellman with Scout.
Hey, Eddie. Good morning.
Hey, Sam. How you doing, Sam?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I guess now that you have this first win, I'm just wondering, you talked about the momentum. What's the mood like getting ready for the tournament? How much more excitement is it now that you've broken that streak?
Well, our kids are always excited. We come in every day. They practice hard. They have a lot of enthusiasm. We see our young kids getting better. Corey has gotten a lot better. Jonathan Laurent. It's good to get Ibrahima Diallo into some games. So our kids, you know, they work hard. They're excited. I'm sure we had a day off on Sunday, so I have not seen them until we have practice today. But I'm pretty sure we're all going to be geared up to prepare for Nebraska.
And then just a quick follow-up. You mentioned Ibrahima. How's he doing physically? I know he might have had a little hiccup against Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, he's been out all year, and he came back just for the last two or three games. So he's not nearly 100% game conditioning. He's not nearly 100% in rhythm with the chemistry that we've developed. And so he's going to have some you know, really moments where he's not in sync. He's going to feel uncomfortable. But his work ethic is good. He runs well, and he gives us some size at the rim that we haven't had all year long. He gives Greg Lewis a backup, a true center backup, as opposed to Jonathan Laurent being a backup. So it helps us, and we look forward to him getting healthier as the spring and the summer moves along.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Hey, Eddie. How are you?
Hey, Keith.
I'm curious, Jonathan Laurent, what did he bring to your program this year? Just as, you know, maybe a freshman who really didn't get as many headlines as Corey, but, you know, what did he bring, you know, to the program this year?
He gives us. He's the easy athlete. I call him. He's pretty sneaky around the rim. He scores around the rim for us. He's a really great athlete. Where he has good explosion. He's fast. He jumps high. He has a good knack for passing the ball. He's unselfish. He's got decent size at 6'6.5". You know, it was a disservice to him for his growth at his natural position to play a backup center for us most of the year, if not all the year, until Ibrahima came back. So his development at his natural position has been slowed, although he likes the fact that now he can play some three. When Greg comes out the game, we put in Ibrahima. Now Jonathan stays at a forward. And, you know, when we got him in the summer, we even looked at him being a two guard and giving us great size along the front line and in the backcourt with Corey. But, again, he gives us good scoring around the basket, And he gives us a good athlete on the floor. He defends very well. He defends the dribble. And he's been, you know, we've been shorthanded, so he's had to defend five men in this league, which is very tough to do. But he's a good defender on the perimeter. He's learned to defend in the post. He runs well. He finishes well around the rim. So we're happy about where he could be.
Thanks, Eddie.
Okay.
We got time for one more question for Coach Jordan, please.
And our final question comes from the line of Jerry Carino with Gannett, New Jersey.
Hi, Eddie. Good morning. Sorry about that earlier.
Hey, Jerry. That's okay.
Hey, just wanted to see you know, what kind of feedback you've gotten from all the people you know in the basketball community about the team getting their win. For you and the players, it must have been satisfying. But what kind of things did you hear? What kind of feedback have you gotten from people about the way the team played Saturday?
Well, I got a lot of texts and messages, happy that we won a game, and it's good for the kids, especially the seniors. We had a day off on Sunday, so, you know, we've just been – I haven't seen the kids yet. We'll see them today at practice. And, you know, just everyone's happy that we won a game. And, you know, I talked to Richard after the game, knowing that, you know, they've been shorthanded and they were depleted. And I said, you know, Richard, I understand it. You've gone through it for three games. We've gone through it for 23 games. And it's just a heck of a thing in this league. But, you know, we're happy about the win, happy for the seniors to get a win. And, you know, we're going to be excited in practice today, looking forward to playing Nebraska.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you in Indy.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.